Hello, it's on this day. It is John Gibbons. It is the 14th of December, and I am joined by Neil Atkinson and Ian Salmon to speak about three big events in Liverpool's history that all happened on this day. And yeah, we've got two classic managers to discuss, two greats of the football club from a managerial point of view, and a great or not, I'll let you decide in terms of a player as well whose birthday it is today. But we will start, as arguably modern Liverpool started, with Bill Shankly on this day in 1959. Bill Shankly took over as manager of Liverpool, and Ian Salmon, nothing was ever the same again.
No, it's... We were talking yesterday, we did the Alphabet Soup show yesterday, it was W, and we were talking about the Liverpool way. And the Liverpool way basically starts with Shankly. Everything that we locally understand is the Liverpool way, everything that we believe about the club. We're talking about the larger global impact and people who believe in the Liverpool way, which may not be our Liverpool way, but is possibly just as valid. But everything that we as a club inside this city believe about Liverpool as an entity begins with Shankly. I mean, obviously before that we have Littlepool, and we have the nature of Billy Little being this revered figure that leads the entire club. But at the moment that Shankly comes in, we also see this point where we start to worship managers because the man merited worship. It's he comes in at a point where we're second division, old second division. Yeah. We're so far behind Everton, it's absolutely unreal. They're the School of Science. They are the Mersey Millionaires. They actually used that name themselves at the time. Not that I remember, I wasn't actually there, but you know.
Always important to clarify, despite my jokes.
Well, yeah, you know, I do miss this by 4 years, but I am obviously the only person in the room that remembers Shankly actually managing the club. And he revolutionised everything. You look at what he did, and I was doing a bit of reading on him yesterday, and he comes into a club and he looks at the team and he starts with a squad of 38. Within a year, 24 of those have gone. He's moved out the lads he doesn't want, and he's looked at the youth and gone, these are the lads, this lad up front, he can probably do a job for me. And he knows the lads he wants to go and get from possibly less fashionable football teams up in Scotland. So, you know, he wants a lad to play up front called St. John. He wants a lad at the back called Yates. And he wanted them when he was at Huddersfield, apparently. And the reason he left Huddersfield was they wouldn't buy him, which then kind of sets a trend for his relationship with the board at Liverpool for quite a while as well, because he wants players and they won't buy.
Well, it was a time, Ian, when the board used to even pick the team. They used to get together on a Friday afternoon. I bet it was a cracking lunch. Because these ballads have always boxed themselves off. The FIFA of the day, big banquets, pick the team.
Four or five hours, last 10 minutes, pick a team.
Which is mad.